Chapter 11.
Come on.
Ada growled as she waved her hand and pantomimed for me to follow.
We need to grab your girlfriend. The fuzz will be here soon.
The fuzz? What was this, a 1920s gangster movie? The succubus and I dashed over to the side of the crashed limousine, where Janine still sat. The redhead was curled up into a ball with her head tucked into her knees and her hands clasped on the back of her neck. Both of her palms were still aglow with yellow luck magic, though I wasn't sure how much good it had done us since it was aimed at nothing. Wait, did she even have to aim her spells? Or were they just an aura of luck that appeared around her when she used them? Or was it like a charm where she placed the luck on her target and then it stayed with them until she decast her spell? There was still a lot to learn about this shit. Janine, it's me, I said as I bent down and placed my paw on her shoulder. There's no need to be afraid.
Carter?
The redhead gasped as she looked up at my panther form.
Is it over?
It is, I said, and then I laid my furry chin on top of her head. They can't hurt us anymore. Janine's pale, toned arms wrapped around my torso as she buried her face into my dark chest. Or at least her arms went around me as far as they could, but I was nearly triple the size I normally was. As the beautiful woman pulled me in for an embrace, I felt the deafening red rage inside of me begin to quell. My heart rate started to decrease as my vision began to dampen, and my pulse fell. Then all the hairs on my body shrank back into normal, as my arms, legs, and head all constricted into a smaller size. Within seconds, I was just plain old Carter Hatfield again. And again, I was naked.
Well, that's good.
Ada gasped as she looked at my backside.
I was starting to worry sneaking around would be impossible with an 8-foot-tall panther.
Oh, God damn it, I said under my breath. Janine, can I borrow your shirt again?
No need, my dear.
Ada cooed.
I've got you covered. Ada, I presume?
Janine asked, and I confirmed her suspicions with a nod. The succubus walked over to the back of the flipped limousine before she attempted to open up the trunk in vain. When that didn't work, Ada snarled, popped out the claws in her fingernails, and then slashed them into the metal with an eardrum-piercing screech. Then the hotter version of Angelina Jolie tore through the metal of the vehicle like it was nothing, reached into the trunk, and came out with a small brown leather duffel bag. Without even looking, the succubus tossed it over at our feet. What's this? I raised an eyebrow as I covered up my manhood with my hand and turned to look at the package.
Clothes. My handsome kitty cat. I told the driver to bring some, just in case you transformed. I even took care to make sure they were the right size and everything.
How did you figure out my different clothing sizes?
I'll admit, it is more of an estimate.
The succubus shrugged.
But I've been watching you for long enough to know your physique. Now the pants may be a little tighter on the ass, but that's intentional.
I kept one hand over my naughty bits as I reached down and unzipped the bag. Inside was a set of clothes that looked like something straight out of the closet in my dorm. If I was rich. I pulled on a pair of skin-tight black spandex shorts first, and then a pair of pristine dark indigo designer jeans. They slid over the spandex without much resistance, and I could tell from their cut that they were intended to be skinny jeans. And sure enough, Ada was right. The ass was really tight. These things definitely weren't going to survive my next transformation. The shirt the succubus had packed me was simple, yet elegant. It was a long-sleeved button-down with a deep shade of emerald green, and the fabric must have been made of silk, because it felt like a cool blanket against my skin as I pulled it over my shoulders, buttoned it up, and tucked it into my jeans. As for the shoes, they were made of light brown leather with a tan trim around the heel and toe. Again, nothing too fancy, but it was something I knew looked good on me. How the fuck are we getting back to your nightclub? I asked as I put my shoes on. The limo's totaled, and Janine's car is all the way back at the park your driver found us at.
We have two options. I can try to fly you back with my wings, though that might be awkward, and about as non-stealthy as you could possibly get. Or we could commit Grand Theft Auto and steal one of these Hummers. I know which option I'm rooting for. Steal a car!
Janine raised an eyebrow.
I thought we were trying to avoid the authorities here. Honey.
Ada chuckled as she tossed an arm around the redhead's shoulder.
I just watched your sexy boyfriend here commit about 10 counts of murder. I think stealing a car should be the least of your worries. Besides, it's not like they're going to be using them anytime soon, anyway. They are a bunch of dead bitches.
I'm with Ada. It'll look less suspicious if we're driving instead of flying. Plus, I'm not sure she'll be able to hold us both.
The pretty lady I can definitely carry.
Ada boasted as she struck a muscle man pose.
I work out at least twice a day, you know. I'd be worried about carrying you, though. That thing between your legs alone probably weighs you down like an anchor.
Flirt later.
Janine huffed as she pulled away from the succubus.
Escape cops, now!
Don't tell me what to do.
The dark-haired succubus said in a playful tone.
Unless we're role-playing with some leather, latex, and handcuffs. Now, the real question is, who's driving?
Ada giggled like an overexcited schoolgirl as she skipped over to the three Hummers that had been parked next to the entrance of the alleyway. She yanked open the door of a gray vehicle and then bent over the seat as she tried to search for keys. As hard as I tried to keep my eyes up, they couldn't help but wander down to Ada's ass. It was practically on full display in her shiny, studded leather pants, and I gulped as I forced myself back into the reality of the situation. The sirens were getting closer, and we had to get out of here ASAP. You check the moss green Hummer, I ordered Janine as I motioned for her to follow me. I'll check the red one. Surely one of these idiots was dumb enough to leave their keys in the ignition. Janine and I bounded over to the two remaining Hummers and pulled open the doors in a flash. The second the driver's side door was open, I jumped up onto the plastic step, stuck my head inside, and looked around for any signs of a key. Nothing.
This one!
Janine's voice called out to Ada and me.
Hurry!
The succubus jumped down from inside the gray Hummer and scurried over to Janine's position. I followed Ada as she sprang up into the seat beside Janine and bumped the redhead over with a swing of her hips.
On second thought, I'll drive, gorgeous. I'm the only one who knows where we're going.
Can you handle this thing? I asked as I threw open the back door of the mossy green Hummer.
I can handle anything big and hard.
Ada practically moaned as she stuck the keys in the ignition. Ada cranked the keys, and the Hummer roared to life. Then the succubus put the car in gear as she slammed on the gas pedal, and we tore off the sidewalk like a bat out of hell. As we drove away from the scene, I heard the police sirens eventually start to grow distant, and I let out a deep sigh of relief. We were safe, for now. Holy fuck! I gasped as I leaned back against my oversized, tan, faux leather seat. We can't keep slipping away from the cops at the last minute like that. One of these days our luck is going to run out.
Don't be so sure.
Janine turned back to look at me and winked.
I think our luck's going to stay good for the foreseeable future.
As she spoke, the redhead held up her hand, which was glowing with yellow magic.
Ooh.
Ada said, as she weaved in and out of traffic on the interstate.
You bagged yourself a changeling, did you? Those are always fun.
Maybe slow down a bit? I suggested, as I watched the succubus drive like a maniac. We don't want the cops on our tail, remember?
This is just how I drive, handsome.
The dark-haired woman shrugged.
I'm not breaking any laws, and if I am, it wouldn't be the first time.
I just shook my head and fastened my seatbelt as we barreled down 127.
Okay,
Janine finally said after a few moments of silence.
I'm just gonna rip the band-aid off and ask. What the hell was that back there? Who were those men trying to kill us?
They were the cronies of Div. I still can't believe my idiot driver took you through downtown. That was the perfect place for an ambush, but no, he didn't think Div would have the balls to open the attack on my limo like that.
Who is Div? Is he with the Order of the Lunar God? Ada's green eyes shot me a coy glance in the rearview mirror, and a smile curved up her lips. Then she started giggling uncontrollably.
The OLG. Don't let Div hear you say that. If he knew you were associating him with those idiotic fanatics, there would be an even bigger target on your head.
So he's not with the OLG. Then why is there a target on my head in the first place? They're the ones who want to kill me.
Mr. Hatfield.
Ada clicked her tongue and shook her head.
You're a werepanther. There's gonna be a lot of people out there who will want to kill you.
But why? I haven't done anything to them. Fuck, I didn't even know I had these powers until yesterday.
And now that you've revealed yourself to the world, everybody else will know too.
We made sure to cover our tracks. We think one of my professors might be onto Carter, but we threw him off the trail. Otherwise, nobody but the OLG knows what he is.
Maybe those smooth-brained regular humans don't know. But to those of us who live, breathe, and sleep in the world of the paranormal, it's very obvious. Hence how I found you so easily.
Two questions. One, how did you really find us so easily? Two, how many other people like you are out there?
Oh, my sweet, innocent boy. Millions.
Millions? I asked, and my heart sprang up into my throat. There are millions of people who want me dead.
Well...
Ada shrugged, before she whipped around a semi-truck.
I'm sure they don't all want you out of the picture, but a bunch of them will. Mostly the males. All the women will definitely want to keep you around. Maybe.
Males? Women? What are you talking about?
And I'm sure they've seen the telltale signs.
Ada continued, as if she didn't hear my question.
Bunch of OLG cultists torn to shreds in the forest. Strange happenings concentrated in a small area, all of which show signs of mauling. Then there's the fact you look and smell like a werepanther.
He smells like a werepanther? Now I think you're just messing with us.
He smells like caramel and sex and yummy.
Ada sighed, and then her eyes met mine in the rearview mirror as she bit her bottom lip.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're gonna play dumb, cutie?
Ada asked as she pointed back and forth between Janine and me.
It's not the pheromones that attracted you to him. His musk is all over you, and
whoa!
The archaeology student interrupted.
I was drawn to Carter because he's smart, loyal, and brave. Plus, he's going to be the topic of my doctorate thesis.
But of course,
Ada said with a sarcastic smile.
I'm afraid you won't be able to hog him all to yourself, though. As his powers get stronger, so will the pheromones he gives off. Pretty soon here, paranormal women are going to be on him like ants on honey.
Wait, but why?
Werepanther? That's how they work. Pheromones are just the start.
And those pheromones give me away to other paranormal entities? I asked, as I tried to make sense of all the words she was saying. They can smell I'm a werepanther.
Some of them can. The others would be able to take one look at you and realize what you are. I mean, the eyes, the thick, luxurious black hair that's practically a lion's mane, plus the muscles and the penis. If Bast could create the perfect specimen, you'd be it, Carter. I can't wait to get you back to my place so I can let my eyes roam over your body and...
Okay, fine!
Janine interrupted.
That doesn't explain why so many people would want to kill him. I understand the beef the OLG has with Carter, since their god is the rival to his and all, but what about all these other people you claim are hostile?
Oh, you've still got a lot of research to do for your paper, honey.
Yeah, okay. So, you know everything, and you are this connected succubus. Keep talking about Carter. Why would a bunch of supernaturals want him dead?
They will want him dead because he's a threat to their very existence. A werepanther is the only beast that can kill another paranormal creature with their bare hands. Everybody else needs an enchanted weapon, or a special spell, or some mumbo-jumbo like that. But not you, Carter. You can kill demons, vampires, other were-animals, all with just your own sheer strength. But that's not all you can do, my sexy panther man. Oh, no. You can do one thing in particular that makes me very, very interested in you.
And what's that?
I'll tell you soon, gorgeous. You are going to love it, I promise.
I have no desire to kill anybody. Unless they deserve it, of course. Why would they want to come after me?
Well, I suppose it's a matter of perspective. Most, but not all, paranormal beings exist by feeding on humans in one way or another. None of us are really innocent. For example, I need to devour soul energy from men, and, well, sometimes I get a bit too hungry and might accidentally kill someone. Too bad, so sad. But at least they had a good time when they passed.
Killed them while you had sex with them?
Janine cleared her throat.
You are acting quite innocent for a woman packed full of werepanther sperm.
What? How did you...
Anyways, am I guilty of murder? Do I deserve punishment? Perhaps, if you look at human laws. But I figure saving your ass back there will at least give me an audience with you. And perhaps I'll be able to get what I want from you if I ask nice enough and bat my long eyelashes at you.
You didn't save my ass. You got there when the fight was almost over and helped me take out the last few fuckers. Still, I can promise right now that I won't try and hurt you, unless you do something to warrant it, and I'll listen to your request.
Well, that's a good start. Because we're almost at my nightclub, and I really don't want to spill any new blood on the dance floor. I prefer spilling other fluids in more interesting places. Do you know what I mean, Carter?
He gets it.
As Ada pulled off one of the ramps of the interstate, I tried to wrap my brain around everything we'd talked about. Apparently my mere existence meant other paranormal creatures were in danger, and they didn't like that. But what did that mean? Did it mean Janine and I were going to have to spend the rest of our lives on the run? Was I supposed to denounce my werepanther powers so these entities wouldn't feel so threatened? Or maybe was I supposed to go to all of them and try to make peace? One step at a time, I guess. What about Div? I asked as we pulled onto a side road. Why is he specifically out to get me?
Also, why didn't you try to kill us?
Janine interjected with narrowed eyes.
You're also a paranormal entity.
That's right. Shouldn't you be scared shitless of me, too?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Ada lied, but I could hear her heart skip a beat.
I know you could pop my head off my shoulders if you wanted to, and I know I would stand no chance against you in one-on-one combat. However, I'm an opportunist. You've survived longer than any other werepanther in this modern world, so I know there's something special about you. I wasn't going to pass up an opportunity to at least meet you before we started down the path of war.
So that's it. I raised an eyebrow and crossed my arms over my chest. You just wanted to see me with your own eyes.
Not exactly.
Ada purred as she met my gaze in the rearview mirror.
As I hinted at earlier, I have a proposition for you, Mr. Hatfield. But much like my shit-talking about Div, it will have to wait until we're in more private quarters.
We continued down the minor streets of Northern Cincy for a few more minutes, until finally, we rolled up to a building that looked like something out of a movie. The building itself was nothing special, just a giant black stone structure that looked like it was built sometime around the turn of the century. Columns of white LED lights framed the doors and windows of the structure, while a giant purple neon sign hung out like a canopy over the sidewalk. It read, Ada's Dance Apothecary. More surprising, however, was the fact there was currently a line of people winding all the way down the next block and a half. Two burly bouncers stood on each side of the entrance, and they checked in people from their list as they kept as stone-faced as possible. Dance Apothecary. No offense, Ada, but what kind of name is that?
It's an acronym, obviously. And it's a name that brings in hundreds of people day in and day out, so I'd say it's worked pretty well so far.
Ada drove us back behind the building, where she promptly pulled into an employee parking lot. The back side of the nightclub was the polar opposite of the front, since it was filled with nothing but three giant dumpsters, and a few sad-looking, probably dead plants around the edge of the building. There was a small brown fire door stationed below a humming street lamp, and I assumed that was our way in. Ada killed the engine, got out of the vehicle, and then headed to the door. So Janine and I exited the Hummer and watched as the succubus approached the back entrance. She fumbled around in her pocket for a second before she produced a key and slid it into the door's lock. The door creaked open with a rusty, metallic hiss, and Ada finally motioned for us to follow her inside.
Are we sure about this?
Janine asked me one more time.
This could very easily be another trap.
I don't think so. I was trying to listen to her vitals when we were in the car. Every time she started talking about my power and my strength, her heart began to flutter. She actually is scared of me, and we can use that to our advantage. I gave Janine one final nod, and then the two of us started to follow Ada. Once we got through the door, the two of us found ourselves in a poorly lit hallway with shiny aqua-colored concrete floors and walls that used to be white. Several servers, barbacks, and dancers shuffled around chaotically as they ran past us and into their appropriate rooms, and the whole thing made me think of a hotel's back of house.
"My office is this way,"
Ada said, and then she began down the hall. We followed her to another sturdy brown metal door, though this one had a window near its top. A window that read, "Ada, CEO, Owner, Queen Bitch." Then Ada popped open the door of her office, and my jaw dropped. This wasn't a standard office with tacky particle board furniture and chairs bought from IKEA. Instead, the whole thing screamed classy. A solid red mahogany desk sat at the center of the room and stretched nearly 10 feet widthwise. A wall safe took up most of the area behind the desk, and the desk itself had an old-school MacBook on top, right next to a few file organizers and a bobblehead of some anime character with bat wings. Then there were the file cabinets, which were 3 drawers tall, 6 feet wide, and took up the entirety of the freaking east wall. There was a beautiful stained brown table over in the corner, surrounded by simple yet elegant chairs, as well as a small stand that held the coffee maker and a basket of snacks. 2 more chairs sat in front of Ada's desk, but those both looked way comfier than the ones around the table. They both had gray fabric stretched out across the seat, and there wasn't a hint of lumpiness to their cushions. "Oh, nice place you got here, Ada," I noted as I lowered myself into the chair. As Janine and I sat down, I heard the muted sound of EDM music blasting from the main room. It shook the walls and the floor with its intense bass, but that was nothing I wasn't used to. It was honestly more distracting than anything else.
"All right, Ada,"
Janine said, as she fidgeted in her seat.
"Now we're in a private place. What's your little proposal?"
"And who is Div?" I reminded the succubus like a broken record. Ada sauntered over behind the desk, sat down in her chair, and placed her feet up onto the top as she leaned back. Then the succubus tucked her hands behind her head before she took a deep breath and started into her explanation.
"All right. Div is my business rival here in Cincinnati. He owns a lounge just a few miles away, Cincy's Jewel. Evil little fucker. He's like the poster child for demons with small dick syndrome. We're always trying to secretly destroy each other in small, passive-aggressive ways. You know, stealing each other's customers, making proxy attacks on the men and women who are technically not supposed to be working for us. Great stuff."
"So the attack shouldn't have come as a surprise, then. He's done this before?"
"Yes, but never a direct attack. Usually he would kill off a low-level drug dealer or one of the messengers or enforcers. You know, just so there's enough plausible deniability to get away with it all. But today, he directly attacked and killed my driver. That's an act of war."
"So, why did you get me in the first place? What's the favor? You want me to kill Div or something?"
"Well..."
The succubus trailed off as she looked at her nails.
"Well, okay. Maybe. That was a part of the proposition I was going to make. And I was going to go to great lengths to explain how naughty of a boy he was. But it looks like Div played my hand a little early by trying to kill you. And now you can see how shitty of a fuck he is, am I right?"
"What's in it for us? Usually when..."
"Let me start from the beginning. Ish."
Ada took a deep breath and then tented her fingers in front of her beautiful face.
"I've been alive for a while, doing my thing. Emphasis on the doing, of course. Of course."
Janine rolled her eyes.
"But here is the thing. I'm just a poor, lonely succubus woman in a big, scary world." "Right."
My redhead girlfriend groaned.
"Where panthers are supposed to be just amazing."
Ada purred as she fixed her green eyes on me.
"Just so strong and powerful. And so sexy. When I found out about Carter..."
"Yeah, and how did you find out about him, anyway?"
"Doesn't matter, beautiful."
Ada waved her hand as if she was kung-fuing the question away.
"When I found out about him, though, I thought to myself, why? Ada, here is the answer to all your problems and desires. You should bring this stud into the fold, give him some guidance, protect him during his budding few months until he becomes nice and ripe.
I'm not an apple.
Oh, but you see, my sexy kitty cat, you are so new and fresh in this world. All these bad men want to smash you into a pulp. Same as me.
Same as you?
Yeah, right. Hey, human men like succubi, but the rest of the paranormal world, I know I might seem strong, but I've survived this long by staying in the shadows and being very, very careful about how I do my dealings. But this is where the deal comes in, my darling Carter.
All right. I crossed my arms.
I think we can both help each other out. You need someone to guide you, and
I'm doing a fine job of that.
Oh, sure, sweetie.
Ada smiled at the red-headed beauty.
You know a lot about the paranormal, and your luck powers are quite useful. But I've been around the block. I've got, well, all sorts of wonderful experiences you fresh, sexy creatures just don't have. I'd like you to stay with me, under my guidance and such. I can fill in the gaps for you with your paranormal knowledge. I can help you kill your enemies. I think it's a great deal for both of you.
What's in it for you?
Well, two things.
The succubus said, as her green eyes trailed over to me.
I, of course, will need protection too. My enemies are your enemies, and your enemies are my enemies.
Like Div.
Exactly. He found out about you and tried to kill you. This makes me mad because I'm quite in love with you already.
Oh, please.
Janine rolled her eyes again.
It also angered me that he killed my driver. So fucking rude. He's a bad boy. He needs to be punished, Carter, so do the job. He won't know you're coming, and I'll fill you in on the info for his place so you can get in, do the deed, and get out super easy.
Okay, let's say I agree and kill Div. Then what? What is the other thing you want?
It's just so, so very important for us to stick together. If we work together to take out Div, there's going to be a power vacuum here in the city. We need each other, Carter. Like an addict needs a fix or a baby needs a bottle.
Strange analogy, but okay. You still didn't answer my question about the second thing you want. And also, I'm not really sure I need your protection, or you as an ally. I killed those guys pretty easily. It was a bit of a probing statement. In reality, Ada was right. I didn't know anything about the paranormal world. Janine did, but she was book smart, but wasn't street smart. If Ada could tell us all about this world and the dangers, it was going to be super helpful.
Those were all men, Carter.
Ada set her feet down flat on the floor and leaned forward in her chair. As she did so, the succubus interlocked her fingers, rested her elbows on the desktop, and then placed her chin against the top of her fingertips.
Those are some of the weakest beings in this universe, and you're potentially one of the strongest. Of course you killed them.
Exactly,
Janine said with a scowl.
That's why we don't need your protection, right?
But you do.
Ada smiled from ear to ear.
You have no idea what's coming for you. I mean, I'm not even sure I know exactly what's coming for you either. But I promise it's going to be a lot harder to kill than a bunch of mortal men with butter knives. You need me.
Okay, we keep beating around the bush here. Let's say I agree we should ally and help each other, and you'll protect my back while I protect yours. What is the second thing you keep not wanting to ask me?
There is another reason male paranormal creatures don't want werepanthers around, Carter. Not only can they kill any paranormal, they are also the only beings who can impregnate female paranormals of any species of any classification.
What?
Babies, lovies. Carter is the only living being in the universe who can give me what I want. Babies.
Janine cleared her throat.
Huh? Why would you even want babies? I thought a succubus was only supposed to care about sex.
You need to read more of those books, love. We want what any woman wants, but the Lifebringers were not kind to my race. How so?
Janine's eyes grew wide, and she leaned forward like a school kid listening to their favorite story.
There's no such thing as a male succubus. Sure, there are incubi, but those are a completely different species. There is no way for us to breed naturally, outside of werepanthers, that is.
So, I can get you pregnant?
I've been alive for such a long time.
Ada sighed as she leaned back in her chair.
When I was younger, I didn't care. I just wanted to feed and fuck and build my little empire. But for the last, I don't know, 50 or so years, I've just had the maternal ache, you know. I would just want a baby. Or two. Or five. Janine knows what I'm talking about.
No. I'm not really ready for kids right now, and...
Ada tisked as she waved a finger in the air.
Don't fib to your partners, beautiful. As I said earlier, I can smell his musk on you and his yummy baby batter inside of you.
I'm on the pill,
Janine said as she put her nose in the air.
Not that it's any of your business.
See, you say that, but I'm going to guess that last night, while Carter was thrusting his thick, hard cock deep inside of you, there was this voice in the back of your head going, oh, fuck, this feels so, so, so good. I hope Carter puts a baby in me. Oh, I wish I wasn't on the pill. Am I right or what?
Or what?
Janine glared at the other woman, but the redhead's face was starting to match her hair color.
And then, once he came deep inside of you, I bet you asked for a second round, didn't you? You wanted more of it deep in your womb, didn't you?
Let's just calm down a bit.
Like I said, I'm on the pill. Not that it's any of your business.
It's not going to work.
Ada laughed lightly as she leaned back in her chair and gave me a smoldering look.
Carter's pheromones are too strong.
What do you mean it's not going to work?
The pill, of course. As soon as your body got a whiff of his scent, and as soon as he first penetrated that tight little pussy of yours, you started ovulating. No stupid human drug is going to stop it.
No!
Janine said as she gave me a sideways glance.
I'm so not pregnant. Also, again, not any of your business.
Oh, your face is so red.
Ada purred as she bit her lip and looked at my beautiful girlfriend.
If Carter took a deep breath, he could smell how turned on you were right now. Isn't that right, Carter?
Okay. I held up my hands and tried not to inhale too obviously through my nose. Let's talk about what I get out of killing Div for you.
For us, my love. For you, for beautiful and pregnant Janine over here.
I'm not pregnant!
We'll find out in 6 to 8 weeks. For beautiful Janine, her baby, and me, and the baby you are going to put inside of me once you take care of Div.
Easy there, Ada. We just met, and talking about babies and the like, whatever, is kind of sudden. Can we backpedal?
Nonsense.
The dark-haired woman scoffed.
It's all any female paranormal creature will be able to think about when they meet you. In fact, I'm surprised more haven't made this proposition yet. Probably because I got to you first. What a lucky girl I am. And what a lucky girl you are, Janine.
Can you just stop talking about me being pregnant?
Yeah, sure, love.
Ada winked at her and then turned to me.
What do you say? Do we have a deal?
Can we just back up here? I asked with a shake of my head. There's a lot of shit that needs to get done before we can even think about anything like that. Like, a lot of stuff.
Oh.
the succubus said, as her green eyes narrowed.
You're playing hard to get. I love it when you play hard to get.
I said as I hung my head.
What else do you want?
She asked as she bit her lip.
At this point, I'm offering you everything, and...
Don't succubi have sex with, like, a bunch of dudes? I suddenly asked.
Well...
She sighed as she glanced up at the ceiling.
We feed for mortal men, but that is something I'd like to test with you. Oh, Janine will like this.
I don't think I'd like you testing anything out on Carter.
My girlfriend hissed, and I noticed she had quickly lost her blush.
Oh, but you'll love this. It's testing a theory. Don't you want to test it with me?
I get to help?
Janine narrowed her eyes at the other woman.
Well, you can observe, I suppose. I'd like you to participate, but...
Can you ever give a direct answer? Just tell us.
I have a theory. I can feed a little bit from Carter, and he won't even notice. It's only a theory, of course, since there aren't any werepanthers to really have fun with. But the legends say they are particularly unaffected by soul-draining magic. If it's true, and I can just take a bit of nourishment from Carter while he's thrusting his yummy cock deep inside of me, well, then I'd never have to deal with another mortal man ever again. And let me tell you, girlfriend, that's a huge bonus. These guys are just boring and dumb. The ones I may have accidentally killed, I was probably doing the world a favor.
You are really jumping ahead a lot of steps.
Oh, sorry, handsome. I'm just very, very excited about you. I'm sure you can smell how hot I am for you right now. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale my arousal, and then sign on that dotted line for me. Please.
I tried not to breathe too deep, but between Ada telling me that Janine was aroused and then telling me she herself was aroused, I kind of couldn't help it. Janine definitely smelled sweet like honey and vanilla ice cream, like she did last night while we were making love. And Ada smelled like a perfectly ripe pear just begging to be eaten. Despite my best efforts, my mouth started to water. What about Div's nightclub? I asked, to get my mind off fucking both of these incredibly sexy women.
Cincy's Jewel. What about it?
What happens to it after I kill him?
Carter! You can't really be thinking about working with...
I suppose it would be shut down.
Ada said with a casual wave of her hand. I want it.
You do?
Ada raised an eyebrow.
Why would you...
And I want you to teach me how to run a successful club as part of our deal. I'm sure we can coexist and go after a different type of clientele. And if we are allies and such, then you can make sure of that. Ada muttered as she tapped her finger to her lips.
Why do you want the club?
Passive income, I shrugged. We'll also get a lot of people coming in and out. Also, I kind of like the idea of taking Div's shit after I kill him. Maybe that's the predator part of me. I don't know. But I feel like I should get his shit after I kill him.
I guess I can understand that.
You know, I think I really... really, really like the idea of Carter taking over Div's club and running it as a sister location to mine. And I think Janine will love it, too.
I'll love it, too? Why would you...
Think about it for a second, beautiful.
Ada interrupted the redhead as she pointed to me.
Carter, a successful entrepreneur. Powerful. Rich. Cunning. Imagine him in a dark, custom-tailored suit. Silk tie that matches his eyes.
Janine turned to look at me, and she forced her lips together.
Sexy black or dark tan leather shoes. A very, very expensive and classy watch. Like an Audemars Piguet Royal Oak. He's got an office just like mine. But maybe with a dark gray slate stone desk with some red hues running through it.
Okay?
Janine said, but she didn't take her brown eyes off me as Ada spoke.
He'll have a high back leather chair. like dark red, to match the slight color of the desk. Then he'll sit back in his chair, and both you and I will crawl to kneel at his feet.
Janine whispered as she glanced back to the succubus.
Where are you going with this, then? We'll both slowly unzip his fly.
Ada purred as she began to trace a line down her own neck with her finger.
His thick, delicious cock will come out in all its majesty.
You don't really need to say this.
Janine cleared her throat, but her eyes turned back to me, and the scent of her vanilla arousal seemed to fill my nose as her cheeks turned the color of a ripe red apple again.
We'll slowly lick up and down the shaft, Janine.
Ada continued in a hot whisper.
Just very slow. We'll share the taste of him. I can share. I'd love to share him. Can you share him with me? Yeah.
Janine's eyelids were hooded as if she was in a trance, but then she blinked suddenly and shook her head a bit.
Wait, what are you talk-
His cock, Janine. We'll both suck and lick it. Won't it taste wonderful? Then, when he's just so incredibly hard, he'll stand up from his beautiful leather chair. Both of us will turn around, bent over his massive slate desk with the gray and red hues. Janine, do you know what will happen next? He'll fuck us?
Janine seemed to slump in her chair, and I could also feel my entire body relaxing. Except for my cock. That thing was like an aluminum baseball bat between my legs.
Oh, yes, Janine. He'll keep that dark suit on. He'll slowly thrust deep inside of you. Then he'll do the same to me. He'll take turns filling up both of us with his thick, hard cock. And when he's not deep inside of one of us, he'll be using his fingers to pleasure our hungry pussies. Can't you imagine how good it will feel? Yes.
Janine muttered as she stared at me. And I realized she was biting her lower lip really hard. Is this magic? I asked, as my body kept getting hotter and hotter.
I want him to come inside of you first, Janine. I want him to just fill that tight little pussy of yours with a gallon of his hot sperm until it's gushing out of you. Won't it feel just wonderful? Yes. Oh, it'll feel so good.
Janine whined as she leaned toward me and stared down at where my erection was pushing against my pants.
But we aren't finished yet. After he's filled you up, he'll lift you in his strong arms.
Janine moaned softly.
He'll put you on his desk, spread you open for me, so we can all see. Exactly how much of his hot sperm he pumped into your tight pussy. Ah, oh, fuck. He'll just be dripping so much of his cum all over his desk. So much cum. So warm inside of me. But we can't waste it, can we?
Ada was leaning forward in her chair as she ran her fingers over her neck, and her green eyes bored into mine.
No. Oh, don't want to waste it. So, I'm going to dip my tongue into you and just lick and lick and lick. I'm going to taste all the mixture of you both together. Janine, isn't that a wonderful idea? Don't you think it'll taste so good? Oh, it'll taste so fucking good.
Janine sighed as she licked her lips and leaned closer toward me.
I want you to lick his cum out of me.
Fucking hell, the room felt like it was like 100 degrees and my legs were starting to shake.
While I'm licking Carter's sweet cum out of your tasty pussy, do you know what he's gonna do to me? He's gonna fuck you.
Janine's voice was now a cross between a beg and a whine.
Oh, yes, my love. So hard and powerful. I'm gonna gasp into your pussy every time he gets into my deepest places. And the three of us are gonna be so connected. All three of us are gonna climax together. He's gonna fill my womb up with another load of his hot, thick cum. I'm gonna climax around his massive cock, and you are gonna lose your mind while I pleasure all the sensitive parts of your pretty pink flower. Don't you want that? Don't you want us to share this love?
Fuck. I want it so bad. We should all climax together. Together.
Don't you want him to get you pregnant? Can't you just feel how deep he gets inside of you and me? Can't you just feel how much warm, delicious sperm he's going to put inside both of us? Can you imagine his beautiful baby growing inside of your womb?
Oh, please.
Janine whined as she looked at me.
Please, Carter. Can you fuck both of us now? Oh, we need your babies.
My voice caught in my throat, and then I looked at Ada. This is some kind of magic?
Maybe.
The succubus smiled at me.
But it's all the things we can do once you kill Pig Boy.
Then Ada clapped her hands together, and both Janine and I gasped as the air seemed to leave the room. The beautiful redhead and I both blinked and shook our heads, and then we took a few deep breaths as we stared at each other. The room suddenly started to cool, but my cock was still as hard as a titanium pipe, and I could smell the delicious scent of both the women's arousal, like a cake was being baked right under my nose.
What the fuck did you just do?
Janine growled at the succubus.
Nothing.
Ada shrugged with a Cheshire Cat smile.
You did something!
Janine said as she pointed a finger at the other woman.
Well, did you like it?
Ada smirked.
That's not the point!
Oh, that's entirely the point. Did you?
It's magic! Don't use your magic on us!
Maybe I didn't use any magic.
Ada shrugged.
But you didn't answer my question. Did you like it?
I'm not answering that question.
Janine crossed her arms.
That's pretty much admitting you did. Anyways, we'll have all kinds of fun once we kill Pig Boy. So let's get back to the earlier discussion. Do we have a partnership? And are the three of us going to take our relationship to the next level?
Janine and I looked at each other. She was still flushed and biting her lip a bit, but I couldn't read the emotions in her eyes. I guessed my girlfriend didn't really trust Ada, but the woman had seemed pretty upfront about what she wanted from us. And from me. Even without the whole baby-making part, getting the nightclub and having someone teach me how to operate it could change my life. I could start making some real money, and it meant I could provide for Janine after school. As long as a bunch of wacko cultists and angry paranormals didn't murder me somewhere along the way. The fact was that Ada was offering us a bit of safety and knowledge, and all I had to do was kill the guy who'd tried to kill me first. It did seem like a good deal. All right. We're in. I reached out and took the woman's hand in my grasp with a firm shake.
It's settled then. We're officially a team.